Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.
There are two possible ways of looking at the Kiwis beating the Norwegians in the opening match of the World Cup. One is that this is a hometown advantage tournament. The other is that this is the day of the underdog. I think we have to go with the latter now, just 18 minutes ahead of kickoff in Ireland's opening match against hosts Australia in the 9th Women's World Cup. Vera Pauw's team embracing their title as the underdogs, but could there be a massive upset on the way for the Matildas? We are going to get Samantha Labreri's analysis on that from Sydney Live in a few minutes' time. But first, I want to speak to Brian O'Connell, who is in a bar in Cork with Denise O'Sullivan's family. Brian, where are you?
Morning, Philip. I'm here in the Woolshed Bar in Cork City Centre with dozens of members of Ireland star Denise O'Sullivan's family. A huge cheer just went up here as Denise was giving her interview on RTE television. And theirs is a big family, so it's getting close to standing room only here in the bar. As I passed through the north side of Cork City this morning, you really did get a sense of how important this moment is for women's soccer, with flags and bunting in most of the housing estates on the north side of the city. And in driving through Cork City Centre last night, I passed an electrical box which has Denise's image painted onto it. And she joins other Cork royalty such as Roy Keane and the Frankham Walters in being honoured in that way in the city centre. Denise, as we know, Cork royalty, there you go. Denise, as we know, is team captain of North Carolina. She's one of 10 siblings, all from Knocknaheeny in Cork. And many of them, as I said, are here with me in the Woolshed Bar, just getting ready for kickoff in a few minutes' time. A little while ago, Philip, before joining the family here, I called to Denise's sister, Melissa, her husband, Mark, and their son, Luke. They're hugely relieved, obviously, that Denise came through her injury scare earlier in the week, and she now gets to fulfil the dream of a lifetime in a couple of minutes' time.
I'm up since 5 o'clock this morning. Nervous wreck, just thinking about it. And I was actually on to relatives in Australia this morning as well, because her boyfriend's going, and we're arranging for them all to meet in Perth on Monday. So it's all excitement, all excitement.
I couldn't miss the house anyway when I turned in. Obviously, the flags are outside. You're all wearing the Ireland jerseys. And a lot of the houses in this estate of Irish flags.
Yeah, they have, thank God. It's great. It's great support for her, to be fair, anyway. She deserves it all.
It's been a long time building a moment like this.
It has. It's been a long time coming. And you know what? I think the girls really deserve it and deserve the support. So hopefully everyone in the country and everyone in the world will get behind them.
Because there have been tough days as well.
Ah, of course. Yeah. Obviously, that's sport. That's the way it goes, you know. We all know what sport is like. So tough good days and bad days. Denise is the youngest of 10. I'm the eldest of 10. Yeah, so there is a good bunch of us. I think there's about 22, 23 nieces and nephews. Aunts and uncles. So there's loads of family.
Were you worried at all this week at any stage that you mightn't start?
You know what? When we got the initial news, it was a bit of a shock, because to be fair, she's never injured. She works quite hard and she keeps herself quite well. But look, these things happen, and we were worried for, I'd say, for a day or two, was it?
Yeah, it was just the initial shock. But like, you know, after speaking to Denise, you know, she kind of put us at ease as well. Like, she said, you know, she'd get there. Like, you know, she was quite determined to get there as well.
It's just great for the upcoming girls in Ireland and Cork and everything. And they're great role models. And hopefully it'll improve women's soccer.
Give us a prediction.
That's a hard one, all right?
2-1.
2-1?
2-1,
yeah,
Ireland.
We said that 2-1 last
Ireland.
Night. 2-1 Ireland.
Yeah, 2-1 Ireland.
Of course, yeah, we'll see. Yeah, yeah. You know, obviously it's going to be tough. And that's the way it is with the World Cup.
That's fighting talk. Melissa, Denise's sister, and Mark Hurley as well. What's the crack like in the bar, Brian?
As I said, the bar is really filling up now. It is maybe just standing room only. Everybody's wearing their Irish jerseys here. People have flags draped over their shoulders. A real bang of Italia 90 off it, I have to say. And fantastic seeing a whole generation of young kids and young girls coming in wearing Denise O'Sullivan jerseys on their backs. So I think that really will be the legacy that will be felt for many years to come from the match today and from their progress through the World Cup campaign, is how they inspire that next generation of young Denise O'Sullivans that hopefully will come true in the years ahead. So hugely, a little bit of nerves, I have to say as well, Philip. You know, people are a little bit apprehensive of the next hour and a half, but very hopeful and I think emotional as well. People know the kind of sacrifices that people like Denise made to get to this point, and obviously the family have had to make sacrifice to support her along their journey, so there is a lot of emotion as well and a lot of pride in the fact that Denise has made it and she's about to line out in the next few minutes.
Brian, thanks very much. Stay standing by though, we're going to come back to you just before kickoff, but I want to go now to Sydney and to our own Samantha Librari. Paint the picture for us, Sam.
Well, Philip, we're here in Stadium Australia where the opening performance has just finished. That's the cheer you heard there. And that was actually coordinated by an Irishman, Barry Wafer, who's from Clonsilla in West Dublin. We were speaking to him earlier in the week and he's in charge of both the opening and the closing ceremonies here and also the third place medal ceremony. They're just putting the lights back up, which is going to give me a bit of an idea now, because I saw a lot of yellow and green as I came in there just a few minutes ago, but there are pockets of green, white and orange. And as I just a few minutes ago was talking to some of the fans as they arrived to ask them why they had come here.
Okay, we're here because my sister's son is the analyst for the Irish team. This is his girlfriend. I'm his godmother. That's his father. And they're friends.
And you've all travelled from Ireland.
Yeah, we have, yeah, yeah. And we're going to all the matches.
You have the rosettes, you have the face paint, you have the feather boas, you have the shamrock lights, you have the flags. What's it like out there with all the other Irish fans?
We've just come in on the train. The atmosphere was amazing. Honest to God, we sang our way in. It's brilliant.
How are you feeling about the game?
Oh, we're nervous, but so excited. The girls have just done an amazing job so far. We're so proud of them. We can't wait to see them do well tonight.
And what's it like to have made this journey?
Unbelievable. A trip of a lifetime for us. Yeah, absolutely.
We're so proud of Andrew. We really are, yeah.
Do you want to have a word with me there at the back? How are you feeling about the whole occasion?
What do I think of the occasion? It's absolutely fantastic. It's once in a lifetime. And we just can't wait, and let's hope that we win tonight. Well, be a great start.
It would be a great start, wouldn't it indeed? Samantha, you've had the lights up there for a few minutes now. Are you at capacity of 83,000, do you think? And how many Irish are in there?
No, there's been some discussion in the last day or two that the capacity might actually only be about 75,000 now, because they have to make so much space for cameras and media and the other things that come with hosting a World Cup. And the people who were taking part in the opening ceremony, they're just running off the pitch now. There's Mexican waves going on that I can see are being led by a sea of green, white and orange in the middle there. And with it, it's a bit tricky because the Matildas wear green and yellow to see exactly where the Irish fans are buried, but there's definitely pockets of them. And as I was at the entrance earlier on, there was a good contingent coming through, some like those people who travelled very far to come here, then a lot of the locals who live nearby, and a lot of families where the mammies were in Irish flags but the children were in Matilda's gear, and they knew who they were cheering for tonight. And of course the big breaking news here, Philip, is that Sam Kerr, the superstar of this side, is not playing for this game or the next game. She announced on Instagram just a few minutes before the game that she has a calf injury. That's a huge thing for the team. Now, Australia, they've a deep squad, so, you know, they have other options. And one of those who's starting tonight is Mary Fowler. We've spoken about her before, her granddad and her dad from Ballymun on the north side of Dublin. And we're hoping that she'll remember that as she approaches our defence. I see the Irish team now just lining up beside their dugout, getting ready to come out onto the pitch. And you can hear the sounds and the atmosphere. The seats aren't completely full. I'm going to assume those empty seats are Irish people who are leaving until the last minute to come in, as we always do. But things are about to kick off here. The atmosphere, as predicted, is electric.
Have you any idea, Samantha, who is replacing Sam Kerr?
I don't, because I haven't seen a full team sheet at the moment, so no, I don't.
Okay, but we have the linchpin of our team, Denise O'Sullivan, on the pitch there. How important do you think she is within the Irish squad, that she is actually out and playing today?
It's crucial that she's here, that, you know, her experience and the experience of Katie McCabe are going to be central to this team. You know, there's a couple of players who only have some caps for this team so far, but those more experienced squad members, They're going to be crucial. And, you know, what's expected here today is that Ireland are going to defend their way through this game. You know, people have been very realistic about the prospect. Nobody is expecting Ireland to win here. You know, if they could manage to hold off the Australians for particularly the first half and for as much of this game as possible, that would be a huge achievement. And a draw, a nil-all draw, a one-all draw would be like a win here for us, because this is one of the most difficult games. We are playing the host nation. The home crowd is here. I can hear some ole oles picking up there in the background. The real competition will be, possibly be here in the stand between the fans to see can we be louder than the Matildas. But the lights are up again. The official FIFA procession is starting, and the teams are lined up on the sideline getting ready to go.
I wonder, are the ole oles ours, or is that more of a sort of an international catch cry now? So it's not 83,000.
Let's claim them as our own.
It's not 83,000, it's 75,000, as you say. That is still 10 times bigger than the size of the crowd in attendance at the last match they played. I can only imagine the enormity for a young player going out in front of a setting like that.
I know, and yet they're right beside me now, lining up on the sideline, and they all look confident, they all look happy. They had a walk around the pitch earlier on, so they could see the place before it was filled with fans. Now that they can see the green, white and orange, and just in front of them there's a huge pocket of Irish people waving flying flags, shamrock tattoos on their face. The green, white and orange feather boas must have been going for cheap, because they are everywhere. And you know, that has to be encouraging for them as they come out. Now you can hear the roar. That's the Irish flag has just been unfurled there alongside the Australian flag. I can see the Irish team. I can't actually see from where I'm standing the Australian side, but I imagine that they're just about to take to the pitch now, and after the official kind of ceremonial bit of this gets underway. Can you hear the olés? I'm claiming those as Irish.
I can, and if you were right about the...
Here we go, hang on. Yeah, they're louder than the Matildas.
They are. They are indeed. I'd put that at an estimated 37,000 on the nose. All right, hang on there now, Samantha, because what I want to do is hear from Denise O'Sullivan, that linchpin player, as you were referring to her, who's been speaking to our soccer correspondent, Tony O'Donoghue, in the last few minutes.
Denise, Ireland's first appearance at a World Cup finals. It's been a long build-up, a long time coming. How does it feel?
Absolutely amazing. I can't even put it into words. To finally be here has been a long journey for myself, the girls, all the medical staff, everyone in the background. But yeah, we want to do the country proud today. We know how excited they are back there. So we're going to go out, we're going to give it everything and hopefully come off with a good result.
You mentioned the medical staff, and you did have that injury that forced you to hospital, and you had a crutch and a protective boot. How is all that now?
All good. I'm just focused on the game tonight and 100% fit, ready to go, rearing to go. As I said, I'm extremely proud to play for this country. I'll do everything I can to put in a good performance tonight and make everyone proud.
You talked about the crowd at home, but what about the crowd in the stadium? It's sold out from what we're hearing and seeing around Sydney. There's going to be a lot of Irish in the stadium.
Yeah, it's unbelievable to see. I've been seeing videos of the green shirts all day, all over the place, and seeing people out and about. So we've fans all over the world, and best fans in the world for us. And yeah, they're going to be loud and proud here tonight, and we're excited for that.
Best of luck to you.
Thank you.
Loud and proud they are indeed, and they're out on the pitch now, Samantha. Let us hear the background noise.
That's the national anthem there. The players holding each other by the shoulders, each one of them singing the words. They've just walked out onto the pitch. And the cameras here are cutting to all the Irish fans in the stadium who are standing proudly and singing the national anthem too.
Let's listen to the rest of the anthem. Samantha,
you hear the word it's been sung by the crowd there. Could indeed. I've never heard that before.
I am some 13,000 kilometres away from you and the hair is standing up on the back of my neck listening to that. I can't imagine what it's like for you there.
It's pretty astonishing to witness. The Australian National Anthem now is happening. And I saw Captain Katie McCabe at the end of the National Anthem giving a, you know, come on Ireland, motivational cheer to all the other squad members. So here's the Matildas National Anthem taking place now.
Okay, we're going to let you off to watch that match, Samantha. I'm going to go back to Brian O'Connell in the Woolshed Bar in Cork. Not a dry eye in the house for the National Anthem, Brian.
Absolutely, everybody singing their hearts out here during that National Anthem. A couple of minutes before that, we had our first ole, 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 and our first rendition of We're All Part of Vera's Army. Everybody singing their hearts out here, standing up, standing on chairs. And actually a group of nursing staff from the Mercy Hospital called in a couple of minutes ago on their break. They might need to stick around because of blood pressure rising here over the next hour or so. They just popped in for 10 minutes. So absolutely fantastic atmosphere here in the Woolshed in Cork City Centre with Denise's family, friends, and lots of people as well who've just come in just to watch the game. I met a teacher from Abu Dhabi. He's home for the summer. Sat himself at a good spot here at a high stool, and he said he's here for the next hour or two just to cheer on Denise and to be part of what is really a momentous occasion here for Irish soccer.
You're absolutely right. It is an enormous moment when you consider the world stage, the size of the world stage that this team has been offered a place on and a chance to show exactly what it is that they're made of. What do the people in the bar, in the Woolshed, think that they're made of? Are there any predictions?
Like I said to you, they're not really settling for a draw here, Philip. They're going for the win. They're thinking 2-1, 1-0. One of Denise's family said to me just a short while ago, he thinks 1-0 with a penalty perhaps from Katie McCabe. We take that, wouldn't we? So they're very optimistic. And obviously once they heard that national anthem there and the size of that Irish crowd within the stadium, that's got to give everybody a huge lift.
Are there many people claiming to be Denise O'Sullivan relatives today?
Well, she has 10 siblings, so that's quite a large extended family. But judging by the numbers here, I'd say it's risen to about 1,000.
Is there a bookies nearby, or is there anybody actually putting a little bit of money where their mouth is?
I haven't really seen that, actually. I mean, obviously, it's quite early in the morning, and, you know, I'd say there's a couple of people drinking a cup of tea, but most people aren't, to be honest. Like, the festivities have started early here. And there is that air of apprehension as well, as I was mentioning earlier, and a little bit of nervousness. You can see that people are sort of, you know, moving their legs and a little bit jittery. And you can just hear the cheering in the background now as we get ready to kick off. Everybody is standing up, clapping. I can see Denise's mum is just on the left-hand side and her sister Melissa is standing there with her son. They have their arms around each other. Hugely emotional moment for her whole family to see their sister Denise, who's given so much over the last 10 or 15 years to soccer, to be on the biggest stage in the world.
Indeed. It looks like the captains are tossing the coin right now. Fortunately, the cameras have just gone away from them. But tell me, in the bar, in the Woolshed, are there any Aussie tourists? Is there anybody brave enough not to be wearing green but to be wearing gold today?
No, and this is the interesting thing. I think this chain of bars originated in Australia. Now, I mentioned that to one of the managers earlier, and I said, isn't there a bit of an inherent tension here that we're in a somewhat Australian bar? And she corrected me and said, we'd like to say a Southern Hemisphere today and be a bit more vague about it. So they're sort of downplaying their Australian roots here in the bar. But yeah, I don't see too many Australian jerseys, I can tell you that. It's a sea of green in front of me. People are wearing flags on their heads. They've got the tricolour draped over their shoulders. A lot of media presence here as well, as you can imagine also. And everybody now is just getting ready for this kickoff and hoping for a good result.
Traditionally also a rugby bar, I understand, but obviously fully converted to a football bar today. Well, here we are, folks. It's just gone 11 o'clock. We are about to see kickoff in the match that will put the Irish women's team firmly in the international firmament in their first World Cup tournament, a clash in which they go in as the underdogs against Australia. But there's absolutely no doubting the sincerity, the commitment, the drive of this team, who are literally seconds away now from kickoff in this match. Moving forward, take off. So what we'll do is we're just going to open the line to Sydney and keep an ear out for the opening of the game.
Go again, Tom.
What we're actually listening to there is a moment's silence, which I assume is for the victims of the attack in neighbouring Auckland, the co-hosts of this tournament. A very, very sad event, which, as we heard earlier on in the programme from Zion Dale in Eden Park in Auckland, was one that was acknowledged, was commemorated, but was one that was not allowed to overshadow the events taking place on the pitch inside the stadium this morning, and very much in keeping with what had become the national approach in New Zealand to events like that, now had as a tone set by Jacinda Ardern after the Christchurch massacre in 2019, when she said that nobody was ever going to hear her utter the name of the shooter, an approach that's continued now. And one moment of solidarity being expressed there by the Australians with their neighbours, with the co-hosts in New Zealand. Now, goalies to either end of the pitches into the goals. Teams lining up, and here we go, folks. This is it. Play underway there. It has begun. Best of luck and fingers crossed for everybody. Updates a little bit later on in the programme. Right now, though, let's go over to the newsroom and Carla O'Brien.